Isha poide maise sheni b'loi chaymish. Halacha is when you have maise sheni, we know these paris, you're supposed to eat it in Yerushalayim. If you don't want to eat it in Yerushalayim, you can be poide it. You can be poide the kedushas maise sheni onto money. Now, when you're poide your redeem your own paris, halacha is you have to be maise b'chaymish. You have to add on another fifth to the money. So, what about if an isha ain't isha poide maise sheni b'loi chaymish? If a wife is poide the maise sheni, she also has to add on a fifth. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Waimim, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Isha Poyd the Maisa Sheni B'loi Chaymish. No, a wife, when she's Poyd to redeem the Maisa Sheni, she could do it without paying back a fifth. It's not called she's doing her own, it's called she's doing for somebody else. So, Mos Hechidah, what are we talking about here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Mezuzi the Baal is the husband's money, or Maisa the Baal and the husband's Paris, if so, what is she doing? Shlichusa the Baal Kovdo. All she's doing is just a Shliach for the husband. So, if so, of course, she should have to be poida with the chaymish. Because she's a shliach for the husband. So it's like the husband's doing it, he's the owner, so the owner, when he's poida, he has to add on a fifth. How could Remeis say the Isha does not have to add on a fifth? V'yel, it has to be bezuzi the daughter, her own money, or maiser the day. This is the way Rashi's verse here. It's his maiser and her money. Tosi says the gesha should be, it's her money and her paris. Kadimar Isha Rachman of La Isha. That what? That only a man could do it and not an Isha. So Rashi learns that only a man can be poida, and not an isha can be poida with her own money. Her money doesn't help. The way Tosis learns is only if the man owns the paris, maisa sheni, and not if the isha owns the maisa sheni. So again, where is there a case here that she has to, that she either does or she doesn't have to give the extra chaymish? Elo lav is in the case talking about ki agavna. The yak that's talking about avadits, the paris belong to the husband. And she's using her own money now to be poida. Okay, I gave the yakna layacha. Somebody else gave the wife money. The yomalon, and the man said to her, "Al manasheh tifti boyas amaisa. I'm giving you the money. Al manasheh, you should use this money to be paid the maisa." And therefore, Ramey is the one that says nothing doing. Forget, Ramey is the one that says it does help this tonight. Therefore, when the isha is paid her, she does not have to add a chaimish because it's considered her money, not the husband's money. We hear here just the opposite of what we learned before. Before Remei says by Nevada tonight does not help, and the money goes straight to the master. Says so here also, the money should go straight to the husband. Since called like the husband's being poyed the Maaseh Sheni, he should have to add on a chaimish. How come here Remei says when the wife does it, she does not have to add on a chaimish? So it's a stira. Here's Master Remei says you can make it tonight that your wife has the money; it remains by the wife and not by the husband. So one teretz is omer baya baya says epoch. You have to change it around. Remei is the one that says no, she does have to add the chaimish. And the chum is the one that says this type of a tanai can help, that the money remains her own money, not the husband's money. So when she's being poided with her own money now, she does not have to add the chaimish. Rav says no, liyelom latep. We don't have to change around the girsis. Now, if so, the churetz is stira in Remei and the chumim. The Gemara says no. Vokh, here the case is talking about b'maisa the yosim v'enosa. We're not talking about the peiros belong to the husband, but rather was the shever, was her father that died, and she yashins her father right now. And she, when she yashins the father, whatever she yashins, halacha is the keren sheboy, like a soul for the property that goes to the husband, and the peiros, because he has to eat the peiros, the keren belongs to like nichsei melug, that the keren belongs to her, but the peiros the husband eats. The other shailer is, for Rabbi Meir time, Rabbi Meir goes according to his shita. The Yom of the Remei holds Maisa Momen Hegdishu. That when the Shver died and he had Maisa Sheni, Remei holds Maisa Sheni is called Momen Hegdish. It's not regular money. Therefore, V'loi Kanya Le Baal. Therefore, there's no Din Yerusha on it. So since there's no Din Yerusha, the husband doesn't Yashin it. Therefore, whoever is Poyder it does not have to be Maisa B'chaimish. It's not his. For Rabbanu Latam Ma'ad, Rabbanu Goyen Korinza Reshit, the armor they hold. In other words, really Remei holds the money is the husband's money. But the question is, the peiros does not belong to the husband. Therefore, when she redeems these peiros, she does not have to add a chaimis, because she's not the owner, like even though her money is the husband's money, but the husband is not the owner of these peiros. Since Maisa Sheni is Mamon Hegdishu, the husband never yashin these peiros. For Rabbanan, it's not like that. Rabbanan says she doesn't have to add a chaimis, because they hold the husband yashin these peiros. Therefore, since the money belongs to the husband, when she's pregnant now, she has to add a chaimis. And the Tamayu, they go according to that time, the Yarmid, Rabbanan hold, Mom and Hegyatu, that Maisa Sheni is like regular money. Therefore, the Konya Le Baal. Therefore, when the shver dies, the husband gets it b'teres Yerusha. It's like nichsei melug, that the parents go over to the husband. Hilkach, therefore, shlichusa de bal kovda. When she goes to redeem these maisa sheni, she's doing a shlichus for her husband. So it's called like the owner is being poided, the maisa sheni. Therefore, she has to be maisa b'chaymish. But the reason why Rav Meir says she does not have to be maisa b'chaymish, not because it's her money. She doesn't have her own money. Any money she has belongs to her husband. But the pshat is, these maisa sheni, these peres are not belong to the husband. These peres maisa sheni, the Yerusha doesn't take place, since it belonged to the shver, the father-in-law before. And when he died, if the old maisa sheni is called mamon hegdishu, there's no din Yerusha to say the nichsei melug of her goes to the husband. There's no takana of the nichsei melug to the husband by hegdish. Therefore, the peres do not go to the husband. Therefore, she does not have to be maisa b'chayim. All right, stop here.
Excuse me, in the case of the...
You're holding daf chof dalon omen aleph in the middle by the two dots. Yitonah will learn like this. The Brisa adds on to our Mishnah that yoytze b'shein vayin, that an eved kanani or shivcha kananis goes out with the eye or with the tooth. That means if the eved knocks out, if the odin, the master, knocks out his eved's eye or tooth, so the eved goes out free. His our Mishnah says he goes out free either with shtar or else with kesef. So in the Brice that adds on also, the Pasuk in Shemoy says, that Yotze B'Shein Vayim, and also V'Roshei Evorim, the heads of the each Eivor, we'll see in the Gemara, there are 24 of them, that means the fingers and the toes and the nose, the ears, we'll see the 24 Roshei Evorim, the tips of the Eivor, at the tip of your fingers, of your toes. And what? She'enem Chayzvin. It has to be that when you knock these things out, they don't grow back again. But if it's something that could grow back again, that would not let him go out free. Now the Gemara says, "Bishle mishen v'yayin ksivi." I understand this halacha if the master knocks out his eved's eye or tooth, because that's the Farish Apostle in the Torah. There was a whole parasha about this in Shemay Chof Aleph. Yeah, the Apostle says in the Apostle says in the Apostle Chof Aleph, "V'chiyak ish es ein avdoi." Or you say na mosoi v'shichaso and you destroy it. La'chov shi yeshalchenu tachas enoi. You have to send them out free. And the next pasuk v'yin shein avdoi or shein amosoi yapio la'chov shi yeshalchenu tachas enoi. These are the two things. If you knock out his eye, you knock out his tooth, he goes out free. So Moses says, I understand bishleim shein v'ayin. The Torah says it. El roshe yevorim minolan. How do we know tero on the other 24 things, the tips of your fingers, of your toes? How do we know that? And Rashi brings down Roshi Evorim. These are Chov Dalarheim, the 24, who Shnuyim Eitz on the Goyim, is brought down in Masechta the Goyim, and the Gemara later will bring it down. So how do we know these 24 also? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Dum Yedishen Vayin. It's like a Mamitzinu, just like we find by an eye and by a tooth. Ma Shein Vayin. Just like if the master knocks out of his Eved Kananis, eye or tooth. These are mumim shebagoli. It's a mum that you could see. If you knock out his tooth, you knock out his eye, everybody could see it. V'yenim choizun, they do not grow back again. Is af called, the same thing applies, mumim shebagoli, any type of a mum that's open, like the tips of your fingers, of your toes, anybody could see. And v'yenim choizun, they do not grow back again. So therefore, it's a mamitzinu, just like we find by the eye and by the tooth, it should apply to the other 24 roshi of Orim. Now the Gemara says, "V'yema, why don't we say Nehave Shein V'yayin Kishneik Suvim Aboyin Kiyechod?" Let's say the Torah said two things, Shein V'yayin. Like for what purpose? The Torah should have just said one, just Shein, and I should learn everything out from the tooth. Why did the Torah have to write two things, Shein, the tooth and the eye? So the core of the klal is V'chol Shneik Suvim Aboyin Kiyechod Ein Melamdin. We say, like, why did the Torah write these two things? As if to teach us only here and no place else. If the Torah wanted you to learn out from here to all over, the Torah just should have said one, just to write Shein. And I would learn out Shein all other places also. Now that the Torah said these two places, that's the cloud. Maybe it only means only these two places and no place else? Because for what purpose did the Torah have to write these two? So Gemara answers, no. I'll tell you here it's different. Tzricha. Here it's not called Shnei Ksuvim, it's not like extra the second postic, because here we need it. The cause of Rachmon Hashem, if the Torah would only wrote the parasha if you knock out his tooth. Hava mina, I would have thought to say